Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Tonight, 10 o'clock. God damn it, another thing to keep us up late.
One of the best shows on television.
HBO's Hard Knocks with your own Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The director of Hard Knocks, Matt Dissinger, joined us on the phone. Matt, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you?
Better. One of the better assignments to be down here in Tampa, or are you like, I can't believe it's 150 degrees every day?
It's a little bit of both.
It's gross.
It's been great, but yeah, it'd be nice. You know, the best thing about Southern California last year was 70 degrees and sunny every single day.
Yeah, this has been unbelievable. It's either there's two forms of weather here, monsoon or sun. You don't get any break in between.
No, we've had both of those here for sure.
When you're doing this, I understand that that you guys pick the Bucks, right? You look at who's available, and because I remember there were years, where, especially around the Super Bowl time, where the Bucks didn't want to do it. Like, I don't even know if they were asked, but they came out and said we wouldn't be a part of it. And now all of a sudden they change their tune.
Yeah. I mean, we had those rules put in place, I forget, 3 or 4 years ago, just to, you know, ensure that we always had a team for Hard Knocks. And we try, you know, and talk to teams and get a gauge of their willingness to do the show or not. And obviously we like the Bucks. You know, they're a 9-7 team. There's not a lot of, you know, teams in the cusp of the playoffs that we've covered on Hard Knocks recently. So that was really appealing for us. So that's why we chose them.
Yeah, you can see that the team is on an upswing. But at the same time for you as a director, there's no, on a national level, and I hate to, I'm not insulting the team, but there's no real standout stars that are that much, that have that much of appeal outside of Jameis for the entire country.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, anyone with a fantasy team knows Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. I mean, I think those are pretty household names. And, God, there's, what, billions of people that probably play that game. So yeah. I think those guys are on the national radar. You know, Gerald McCoy's been to the Pro Bowl several times, too. I think he might be a guy that people are familiar with. But that's kind of the great thing about our show is that we can come into a camp like this and give exposure to a team that doesn't have a ton of national exposure.
That's going to be the best thing for the Buccaneers because, I mean, you know, obviously Mike Evans we know and Deshaun's first year here, you know, there's guys like Quan Alexander and Brent Grimes. I don't know how much of you get to get inside Brent Grimes' personal life, but I could watch his wife on Snapchat all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been around camp. We've done some shooting with Nico. You know, the thing about Hard Knocks, they're never focused on one person for a ton of time. So, you know, I think you can rest assured you'll see some Brent and Mico in the show.
Oh, good. And then the other thing is it'll give exposure to players that, like, I would never know who Billy Cundiff was if it wasn't for Hard Knocks. Like, I watched that year. It was with the Cowboys.
And we'll get to know the coach a little bit better.
Yeah, and the coach. I really think that the exposure that the players get is the most valuable thing for the season, and we as Buccaneers fans, well, this is probably the thing that's going to bring us closer to them, and I think it'll be fantastic for the team.
Yeah, that's the awesome part of what we do is, you know, obviously Bucs fans get really excited about it, and I like to think that we appeal to a national audience too. Like, you don't have to be a Bucs fan to dig Hard Knocks.
No.
So that's the thing we always attempt to do, you know, and getting those characters that people have never even heard of. Like, in show one, you're going to meet Riley Bullock, who's a undrafted free agent for this team, long shot guy, and that's one of the things I always love covering with this is getting to know those guys, the stakes they have, you know, in the preseason. Because what's really at stake for guys like Jameis and Mike Evans in the preseason? Not a whole lot.
Right.
So for us, you know, the most compelling stories come from those guys on the fringes of the rosters that, you know, you want to root for.
I got to tell you, though, yes, you follow the long shots and you root for them, and then they make it, you're like, oh, my God, you feel like you made the team. But at the same time, mm-hmm. Still the best episodes are, hey, coach wants to see you bring your playbook. Oh, crushing people's dreams.
Yeah. Well, it's brutal for us to be here, too, because as director and as the, you know, the people that are on the crew, or around these guys 24/7 for 46 straight days. So we understand what the audience is going through, and it's very brutal for them, and we hate it too.
Anybody, everybody cool? Anybody a dick to you during this thing? Like, didn't want to cooperate with you?
No, I got to tell you, we've never had cooperation on the level we've had with the Bucks. They've been awesome to deal with.
Really?
I'm real partial. Everyone's been great here. They understand what it is. I mean, look, we're NFL film. The show airs on HBO, but it's an NFL Films production. You know, we're not here to embarrass anybody or air anyone's dirty laundry or anything like that. We're going to show guys getting yelled at. You know, that's part of the business. But Ultimately, we're hoping that this is a positive experience for the team.
Any of the old guys show up? I know Sapp had on his Instagram that he was over there for a couple of days.
I didn't see Warren here since I've been here. We had John Gruden came by the other day, and a few. Rondé's been around a lot.
Oh, really?
Brad Johnson. Yeah, I mean, some of those guys, you know, John Lynch is busy in San Francisco.
John Lynch has got his hands full.
So far.
What was Gruden? They announced Gruden's going to be in the Ring of Honor. What was he doing, just visiting, or is he working?
Yeah, no, he came by, he, you know, walked around practice. I mean, I think he's a guy that you can tell he misses the game. So he loves being in this environment. So we were around him for that. You know, we have robo cameras in different rooms. He dropped by the quarterback room, you know, talked to Jameis a little bit and all the other guys. So, you know, we shot a little bit with John. I think, what's in the show tonight, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. John, I think he's one of the best, and I understand. It's probably a lot easier of a life, and the money's probably great, but you know he just wants to be back in that game.
Oh, for sure. You could tell when he was here. I mean, I think he even had a quote when he was at his, press gathering after his press conference here about the Ring of Honor, where he said, you know, he still has a playbook that he draws up. He just doesn't have anyone to give it to.
His poor kids. Yeah. He must be making his kids run drills in the backyard. This is Matt Dissinger. He's the director of HBO's Hard Knocks, which airs tonight at HBO on 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, the first episode. How many do we get?
Five.
Wow, doesn't seem like.
Yeah. I know. We want more.
Yeah, this is great. Now, in the beginning, you guys did the same team, right? Wasn't it the Cowboys more than one year?
Yeah, so we went Ravens was the first ever one. We did the Cowboys after that, and then it was like a hiatus. That was before my time.
Okay,
came back. We did. We ended up doing the Cowboys again. I want to say that was 2008. If I recall correctly, and then we've done the Bengals twice. Other than that.
Well, listen, I think if you come in, we have five solid episodes, and for some reason, this is the team. This is the team that goes to the playoffs, either makes it or makes it real damn close to the Super Bowl, and we may see a return visit of Hard Knocks. You like that better, or would you like to spread around the different teams?
No, I like spreading around the different teams. What's fun for me is that everyone always asks, like, what's different when you go to these training camps? And anyone that's been to a training camp knows how boring it can be. So getting to know the identity of the team, you know, the head coach, whoever the stars are, I mean, that's what makes it fun and different every year. So that kind of, I think, is what keeps the show fresh, because I'll tell you this much, NFL training camps are monotonous and boring. You know, if we didn't have personalities here, I think it would be kind of a brutal show.
How's Cutter personality-wise compared to some of the other great coaches that you guys have had on the show? Because a coach really becomes the star of the show.
I really like Dirk. He just doesn't BS. You know, he's a straight shooter. He's been straight with us since the beginning. He trusts us. It's all you could ask for, you know, from my perspective with our show. And I think he's got the trust and the respect of all the players. He treats them like grown men. He understands that this is a team that's really close to doing something special, and that's the way he approaches it. He's not, you know, he doesn't have to teach him all the fundamentals from day one. He knows he's real close, and it's just that extra edge that pushes him over the top, you know?
Well, God, I hope you're right. I hope he's the guy to do it. I really do. I'm looking forward to a solid year of football from the Buccaneers and really looking forward to Hard Knocks. I didn't think this was going to happen for a while, man, because the Bucs seemed so against it in the beginning, but I'm glad to see it happen. I just a reminder, I don't know if you're still going to be here, but on August 25th, we do a punch out, a boxing thing every year. In Spanish, my executive producer is going to beat up Martin Gramatica.
That's right.
So if you guys want to get some footage of him going down.
That's right.
We'll be here.
I challenge Rondé, but he did not accept my challenge. How's he look? He still look like he's in good shape?
Yeah, he looks like he could walk out there and play right now.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mess with Rondé.
No, I don't. I was really hoping he wouldn't accept the challenge, so it worked out really well in my favor. Yeah. Matt Dissinger, check out Hard Knocks tonight, 10 o'clock on HBO. Good to talk to you, buddy.
All right, you too, man.
Take it easy. There you go. Nice. That must be a prime gig for a young filmmaker.
Absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.